So we know Saul before he became Paul.
所以在扫罗他在变成保罗之前
，He was a persecutor of Christians.
他是逼迫基督徒的人。
And then a time he imprisoned many Christians.
所以在他那个时候，他把非常多的基督徒都抓起来。
But he thought everything he did was according to God's will.
那他以为他所做的一切事情都是遵照神的旨意。
So when he went on his way to Damascus,
所以他到大马士革的路上
，There's a great light shone upon him.
那就有一个很强的光照在他。
And then during a time he fell to the ground.
所以在那个时候他就扑倒在地上。
Then he heard a voice, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
那他听到了这个声音说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Of course he has no idea where the voice is coming from.
当然他在那个时候没有任何的概念到底这个声音从哪里来。
So that's why in verse 5, after he heard that voice.
所以在第五节这里记载到他听了这个声音之后。
He said, who are you, Lord?
他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
But this is very important.
那这很重要。
Before Paul can truly serve our Lord Jesus Christ,
在保罗他能够真正的来侍奉主耶稣基督。
He must truly know who he was.
他必须要知道他到底是谁。
So after the on the way to Damascus,
所以在去大马士革的路上。
So when he asked that question, "Who are you, Lord?"
那他问这个问题：“主啊，你是谁？”
Not until 13 or 15 years later.He was sent out and preached the gospel.
那这个过程一直到13年、15年之后，他才真正的被差遣来传福音。
Of course, when he asked our Lord Jesus Christ, "Who are you, Lord?"
当然，他在那个时候，他问了这个问题：“主啊，你是谁？”
Our Lord Jesus Christ answered, "Say, I am Jesus, the person you are persecuting."
所以那时候，耶稣说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
But of course, that was not enough.
当然，这还是不够的。
Just like many of us.
那就像我们现在一样
The day that we are baptized,
我们从受洗那一天
开始 We also seem that we know our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们似乎是认识了主耶稣基督
But if people ask us, who is the Lord that you worship?
但如果有人问我们，我们到底所敬拜的这个主是谁
Do we truly know who he is?
我们是不是真正的知道他是谁呢
Can we answer people deeply about our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们是不是有办法能够很适切的来向其他人来答复到底主耶稣基督是谁
But we want to be a true messenger of God.
如果我们要能够真正的成为为神传达信息的人
That's what you and I need to do.
所以我们必须要这样子做
You can see when our Lord Jesus Christ said, I am Jesus.
那这里耶稣基督说我就是你的主耶稣基督
And then Paul in verse 6, so he trembling and astonished.
所以他说，所以耶稣说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。所以在第六节这里讲，保罗在那个时候，他就非常的惊慌、惶恐。
This is the only beginning of his faith.
这是他真正有信心的起源。
When he heard the name of Jesus,
他听到了耶稣的名字。
The Bible said he was trembling and astonished.
他耶稣圣经上说这里他说不出话来。
Only when you and I reach that point.
只要我们必须要到达那样子的一个境界
，that we can train to serve our Lord Jesus Christ，
我们才能够被训练来服侍耶稣基督。
When we hear the name of Jesus，
我们听到耶稣基督的名字
，deep down inside our heart，
在我们内心深处
，we should know that He is the true and living God。
我们必须要知道他是又真又活的神。
And that's why Paul, after he heard that，
所以在那个时候，保罗听到他的名字
，he asked the second question。
那他问了第二个问题
，say Lord, what do you want me？To do.
他问说主啊你要我做什么
This is very interesting.
那这是一个非常有趣的事情
So when our Lord Jesus Christ told him who he was,
那耶稣基督告诉他他是谁
Then he said, what do you want me to do for you?
所以在这里保罗问你要我为你做什么
Our Lord Jesus Christ did not tell him, you go preach to the Gentile.
所以耶稣基督在那里说你去然后来向外邦人来传福音
But instead, the end of verse 6, it says, Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.
所以耶稣没有告诉他要马上在那个时候去传福音，而是第六节那里说，进城去，你所当做的事就必定有人告诉你该怎么做。
From the beginning, God was training Paul.
所以在这一开始，耶稣就要来训练保罗。
We know Paul was a very smart person.
我们知道保罗他是一个非常有智慧的人。
When it comes to the law, he was blameless.
在法律这方面，那他是完全没有瑕疵。
And was the Pharisee a Pharisee?
那他在这个他就是法利赛人当中的法利赛人。
But God did not tell him directly what he need to do.
但神并没有马上告诉他该做什么。
He said, "Go to this place and he will tell you what to do.
所以他只有说你到这个地方进城去，那有人会告诉你做什么。
Why did God do that?
为什么神这样做呢？
For me, it's really to humble Paul.
那我觉得这就是要让保罗能够学习谦卑。
Even though he was a very capable person.
虽然他的能力非常好。
But he also needs co-workers.
但他也需要同工。
And this is the Lord, the God, he will serve the rest of his life.
所以这就是神要训练他，让他能够终身来服侍神的方
式。So if you and I want to become a true messenger of God,
所以我们如果要能够成为真正传达信息的人，
we really must know who our God is.
我们必须要知道我们所敬拜的神是谁。
If we don't know who He is, how can we truly serve Him?
我们如果不认识他，我们又如何的真正的能够侍奉他呢？
You know, the first house that I bought, you know, after I got married, my wife she did not see it.
这我第一栋。房子我所购买的就是我在结婚之后那个时候我太太并没有看到
because during the time she was studying in France
因为那时候她在法国读书
so I just call her back then there's no internet and things like that right so I just told her look we bought a house
那因为当时也没有网络这些所以我就只能在电话里告诉她我们买了房子
and my wife did not say why did you buy the house without me
我的太太并没有说那你为什么没有跟我商量你就买了房子
but instead she said oh that's good
那他反而是说哦那这样很好
And why does he say that?
为什么他这么说呢
Because she knows that I know her well
因为他知道我对他认识很够
You know we always say happy, happy wife, happy life、right?
我们常常有听人家讲你有一个很高兴很心情很好的太太那你的生活就很
好 Even though I went to buy the house she was not there
虽然我买房子的时候她并不在场
But I knew exactly what kind of house she likes
但我明确的知道怎么样的房子会得到她的欢心
Because I know her well
因为我非常的认识她
And the second home is the same thing
那第二栋房子也是一样的
I went out, I saw the house, I made an offer and she didn't see it yet
那我在外头我看到了那个房子那我已经下了定金她也还没看到
I even encouraged her, no, before you make an offer, why don't you go and see it?
我甚至在那时候在我付下定金之前对定金之前我鼓励他跟我一起去看看吧
and she said oh honey don't worry but I know exactly you know the, what kind of house I like
他说哦不需要了我知道你晓得我想要的是什么样的房子
but can you imagine if you and I know God so well
我们在想我们是不是真的认识我们的神如此的深
that everything that you and I do
所有的事我们所行所做
we'll be able to please him
我们是不是都能够来让神得到喜悦
especially if we want to go out there and preach the true gospel of God
尤其是如果我们要在外面能够来传福音来传讲信息
but the question is
但问题呢
why took Paul so long to be sent before he can preach the gospel
为什么要花这么久的时间保罗他才能够被差派来做神的工
Of course, he went out there to preach the gospel right after the conversion.
那当然他在那个时候他一悔改
But during the time,
他马上就似乎要去来传福音了
But during the time, there was a great persecution.
但那时候有很大的逼迫
And they had to send him back to Tarsus.
他但是必须再把他给差派回去
And Tarsus is where Paul came from.
那这是他其实是他所他所他以前住的地方
So in other words, they send him home.
所以就是把他差派送他回他家
For what purpose?
为什么呢
Actually, it's to be trained by God.
因为这样才能够受到神的训练
That's why I praise and thank God for the young people.
所以我们很感谢神对这些年轻人
For the last 5 days, we've been trained to become a great prophet of God.
我们所参加学生联会的同龄在过去5年我们从神这里得到了非常多美好的训练
It's never too young for us to be trained.
所以没有一个人就是接受就是训练可以说是太晚的。
So according to the scripture, it seems like between 13 and 15 years before Paul, you know, was sent by the church to preach the gospel.
所以依照圣经的记载，似乎保罗他在回归认神之后13到15年之后才真正的出来为神服事
And during this 13 years
在这13年之内
And that's the time he went to the third heaven
所以在那个时候他上了第三层天
And that's the time he saw the heaven that he cannot express
所以在那个时候他认识了这个天堂是他没有办法来形容的
So that's why all of us we need to be trained
所以我们所有的人都需要经过这样子的一个训练
If we ask a question, who are you, Lord?
我们必须要问主啊你是谁
Then our Lord Jesus Christ say, yes, he is Jesus.
那我们要来听到主耶稣基督说,
but that's the only beginning of a servitude toward him.
但呢, 这个对他的服事来说, 这只是这段旅程上的起源起头。
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 6.
我们请看约翰福音第六章,
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
We know in the book of John, our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed 7 proclamations.
我们知道在, 约翰福音当中, 耶稣他有七个宣告。
The first one, he said, I am the bread of life.
第一个是说, 我是生命的粮。
And the second one, he said, I am the light of the world.
他说, 我是, 世上的光。
And the third, he said, I am the gate or the door.
他说, 我是, 我是门。
Then he said, I am the good shepherd.
他说我是好牧人。
Then he said, I am the resurrection and life.
他说我是复活, 生命在我。
And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
他说我是道路, 真理, 生命。
And then the last one he proclaimed, I am the true vine.
最后他说我是真葡萄树。
Why did our Lord Jesus Christ proclaim this 7 proclamation?
为什么耶稣基督有这七个宣告呢?
If you have this question inside our hearts,
如果我们在这些事上有问题,
who are you, Lord?
我们会不会问主啊, 你是谁?
Then we must study this 7 proclamation.
如果我们不清楚, 我们就必须要从这七项宣称来学习。
Because this 7 proclamation tells us exactly who he is.
因为这七项很清楚地解释了耶稣基督是谁。
And for sure, after we study this 7 proclamation,
所以在我们学习了这七项他的宣称之后,
we can serve our Lord Jesus Christ better.
我们就能够更加的能够来服侍他。
Because this 7 proclamation, it has, you know, it is a lot of connection to one another.
这七项的宣告其实彼此之间互有相关。
For example, in chapter 6, John chapter 6,
比如说约翰福音第六章,
verse 35.
第35节,
John chapter 6, verse 35.
约翰福音第六章第35节,
and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
35节, 耶稣说, 我是生命的粮, 到我这里来的必定不饿, 信我的永远不可。
So if you want to know who our Lord Jesus Christ is,
所以如果我们要知道耶稣基督是谁,
the first thing you and I should know that he is the bread of life.
首先我们要知道他是生命的粮。
And say, he who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
他就是我到我这里来的必定不饿, 信我的也永远不会渴。
This is a very important proclamation.
这是一个非常重要的一个宣告。
So if you and I want to become the true messenger of God,
所以如果我们要成为, 神的真正的使者,
if we do not know that Jesus Christ is the bread of life,
我们, 必须要知道耶稣基督他是生命的粮,
then we will have no desire to eat from him.
如果我们不知道的话, 我们就不会想要, 从他那里来得到粮食。
If we don't eat the bread of life,
我们如果不吃生命的粮,
we have no light inside of us.
我们在里头就没有生命。
If we don't eat the bread of life,
我们如果不吃这个生命的粮,
then spiritually there's no way that you and I can be healthy to become the true messenger of God.
我们就没有办法有一个很健康的灵性, 我们也没有办法做好一个传达主信息的人。
So that's why those of us who want to become the true messenger of God,
所以我们想要做神, 的真的这个, 信息, 传达信息的人,
we must partake of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要能够来共饮, 共食, 就是耶稣基督。
And we know he is the word.
我们知道他就是道。
Even in the Old Testament,
就算在旧约的时候,
you can see Ezekiel when he felt, you know, when he was weak.
我们知道, 以西结, 他那个时候他是非常的软弱。
And the angel told him,
那时候天使告诉他,
no, get up and eat the word of God.
他说你起来, 来吃这些, 这个神的话。
Take this scroll and eat it.
把这些, 这些书卷给吃了。
And the minute Ezekiel ate the scroll of God,
所以在那当下, 以西结一旦吃下了这些书卷之后,
then they start to prophesy.
他就开始能够说预言。
No, every human being need to intake food.
每一个, 人都需要能够吃, 东西。
Just like every Christian need to intake the word of God.
那就像每一个基督徒都必须要能够, 将神的话语来当作我们的粮食。
Without food, you and I will die.
如果没有食物, 我们将会死亡。
And without partaking the word of God, spiritually, you and I will die.
我们如果不吃这个不领神的话语来当做我们的灵粮，我们的灵命就会死亡。
But when we eat the bread of life,
那我们如果吃了这个生命的粮
，you can see our spirit become very healthy.
那我们可以看到我们的灵命变成非常的健壮。
You know when a person is malnutrition.
我们看到一个健康不良的人
，they become very weak.
一个不够营养的人，他的健康状况就会变得非常的不好。
Of course, they cannot walk. They cannot talk.
那他就没有办法走路，没有办法说话。
But one of the first thing that goes when a person is malnutrition is that they cannot see very well.
所以一个营养不良的人，第一个是他可能眼力就开始不好了。
If you and I cannot see,
如果我们看不清楚
，How can we journey to the places that God wants us to journey?
我们又怎么样能够迈向神要我们走去的这个地方呢
？That's why the Bible said the word of God is just like a path, right? That's light before us we can walk.
所以圣经上说，神的道呢，就像一个路，就是前面有光，我们要能够往前走。
If you and I did not eat the word of God,
如果我们不把神的道、神的话语来当做粮食来吃
，we can never see that it is the light of the world.
我们就没有办法看到这个神的话语的这个光。
Only when you and I eat the word of God,
我们一定要在吃下了神给我们的这些话语之后
，eyes will open.
我们的眼睛才能够打开
and we can see things very clearly.
我们才能够把前面看得很清楚
and we can see that our Lord Jesus Christ He is the light of the world.
我们才会看到耶稣基督他就是这个世上的光
Let's go to John chapter 8.
我们看到约翰福音第八章
John chapter 8 verse 12.
约翰福音第八章第十二节
John chapter 8 verse 12.
约翰福音第八章第十二节
Then Jesus spoke to them again saying, I am the light of the world.He who follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
第十二节，耶稣又对众人说：“我是世上的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里，必要得着生命的光。”
If we don't eat the word of God,
如果我们不把神的话给吃进来
，our eyes cannot see very clearly.
我们眼睛看不清楚
，because spiritually we have malnutrition.
因为我们在灵性上营养不良
But when we eat the word of God,
但我们如果把
eyes become very healthy,
神的道吃进来我们的眼睛就会打开
And we see things very clearly.
我们就可以很清楚地看到前面
And the first thing we realize because our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the light of the world.
那第一个这里就说到耶稣基督说我是世上的光
No, this world is full of darkness.
我们现在的世上充满了黑暗
This world is full of sin.
那这世上充满了罪恶
But our Lord Jesus Christ,He's the one that shine His light upon this world.
那耶稣基督呢？他是能够照亮这个世界的。
But those of us who want to become the true messenger of God.
那如果我们想要来做神的这个信使
，Not only we have to continue eat the word of God.
我们不仅仅要继续不断的来吃神他的话语。
But you and I should not walk in darkness.
我们也不应该在行走在黑暗当中。
But have the light of life.
必须要能够得着生命的光。
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
How can we speak the truth if you and I cannot follow according to the truth?
如果我们嘴巴上挂着来讲这些真理，但并没有行出这些照神所说的道理。
That's why nowadays many Christians.
所以有很多的基督徒。
We live a life of sin.
他们生活在罪恶当中。
But meanwhile, the greatest commission that God gave us is to go out and turn people's eyes from darkness to light.
但呢，现在耶稣基督嘱咐我们要做的最大的事情呢，就是要能够传福音给世上所有的人。
But how can you and I do that if we ourselves live in darkness?
我们如果自己生活在黑暗当中，又如何的能够来传福音呢
？So that's why for the last 5 days.
所以在过去的这五天当中
，Actually, we spend a lot of time talking about being holy.
所以我们讲到如何来成为圣洁。
To be able to live a life of righteousness and holiness.
所以怎么样能够过着正直，怎么样能够过着圣洁的生活
？If you and I eat the word of God,
我们如果能够把神的话语给吃进来
，and we have the light shine into our hearts.
我们如果能够有这个光来照亮我们的内心
，we have light shine inside our hearts, then there should not be any darkness inside there.
那如果有这个光能够照亮我们的内心，那就将不在黑暗当中。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because without light.
因为没有光的话
，we cannot see that he is the door, right in this world.
那我们就没有办法来看清耶稣基督，他是这个世上的门。
If there's no light, how can you find what is the right door to go into?
如果没有光的话，我们又怎么知道哪一扇门才是正确的？我们应该从那里进去呢
？Of course, there's many doors in the world.
当然，这世上有很多各式各样的
门。Just like there's many religions in the world.
就好像世上有各式各样的宗教。
And just like there's many Christian denominations in the world.
就好像世上有各式各种不同的基督教。
But if you don't have the light inside of us,
如果我们的心内没有这样的光
you and I will walk in darkness.
我们将行走在黑暗当中。
And if we walk in darkness, we cannot find the true door that you and I must enter.
如果我们走在黑暗当中，我们就没有办法找到这扇真正的门，但神要我们来走来开的。
John chapter 10.
所以我们接着请看约翰福音第十
章。John chapter 10.
第十章。
Verse 9.
第九节
John chapter 10 verse 9
第十章第九节
I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pastures.
第九节我就是门凡从我进来的必然得救并且出入得草吃
It seems that this door is very easy to find.
这看起来好像这门很容易就找到
But actually it's not.
但事实上却 并不是这样的。
Unless the light lives inside of us.
除非这个光是居住在我们内心当中。
There's no way we can find this door.
我们绝对不可能找到这个门。
But if we have the light inside of us,
我们如果内心有这个光
we realize that our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the door.
我们会了解到耶稣基督就是这扇门。
If you enter by it,
那如果我们从这里进来
you and I will be safe.
我们就能够得救
And not only that,
不仅仅如此
but we'll be able to go in and out and find pastures.
我们从这个门这样进来我们就能够得到了这个绿草
You can see nowadays in this world,
我们看到现在的世上
many people live in depression.
很多人都居住在一个忧郁的一个病症当中
Why is that?
为什么会有忧郁症呢
Because they cannot find the meaning of life.
因为他们在生命当中找不到意义
Because inside their hearts.
因为在他们的心中
There's no hope of eternity.
他并没有任何的盼望
Why? Because they cannot find that door to enter through it.
因为他们找不到这扇门可以容得他们或者是让他们可以进去
But as a true messenger of God.
所以我们身为神的这个传达信息的人
We must be able to do all these things.
我们必须要能够做到这所有一切
So we can truly preach to those who need our help.
我们这样才能够向那些需要我们帮忙的人来传福音
Really, look at you and I.
我们现在来看看我们
自己 For the last 5 days.
我们前五天来参加学生联会的学生
When I speak to all the young people the last 5 days
那我有机会在这五天跟我们的这些年轻的学生们来聊天
The first day you look at their faces they're like this
第一天他们的脸就看起来似乎面无表情
And second day a little bit
那第二天呢开始有一点微笑
And by the end day
那到最后一天的时候大家的这个笑容就很灿烂
Why is that?
为什么呢
You know, I've been doing therapy for many years, actually 15 years.
那我其实做这个咨商辅导的工作专业工作做了15年。
When a person comes to my office and their face is like this,
当一个脸上面无表情的人到我的这个办公室的时候
10 years later, they're exactly the same.
那
10 years later, 10 years of therapy, they're exactly the same.
那虽然经过了我的这个咨商治疗但十年后可能还是一样的情况没有改变。
But these last 5 days,
但呢大家经过了这个过去的这个五天学生联会
We are here listening to the word of God.
我们在这里听的是神的话语。
And we pray together.
我们一起祷告。
And you can see how many of you are so joyful inside your heart.
我们可以看到大家是内心如此的喜乐。
Why?
为什么呢
Because we have entered through the door.
因为我们都进入了这扇门。
And we have fine pastures.
我们已经找到了这个绿草地。
This means we have food to eat for our spirit.
我们找到了属灵上的灵粮。
Then we become very joyful.
我们也因此而非常的喜乐。
But why when we enter this door?
为什么要进入这个门呢
We become so joyful.
来变成如此的喜乐呢
Because when we enter to this door.
因为我们进入这个门。
We will find a good shepherd.
我们就能够找到好的牧人。
Chapter 10 verse 11.
我们看第十章第十一节。
Chapter 10 verse 11.
第十章第十一节。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
第十一节，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
How wonderful this is!
这是如此的美好。
But the minute you enter through the gate.
当我们进入了这扇门
You see a person is waiting for you is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看到那个在门后等候我们的就是我们主耶稣
And he's the person who loves us so much.
他那个是深深爱我们的人
Willing to die for you and I.
他甚至愿意为我们而受死
The minute you and I realize that,
当我们一旦明白了这一点
our life become more meaningful.
我们的生命就变成有意义。
You know why nowadays so many people are, you know, are depressed?
为什么现在这么多人有忧郁症呢？
Because they can never find anyone who truly loves them.
因为他们找不到那个真正爱护他们的人。
If you cannot find anyone to love you,
如果你找不到一个爱你的人
then what is the meaning of life?
你这个生命到底有什么意义呢？
And not only that,
不仅仅如此。
Sometimes that person cannot find anyone to love.
有的时候，甚至这个人也找不到一个能够让他来爱的人。
And that's why so many people nowadays they are depressed.
所以现在有非常的多人有忧郁症。
Because their life give no meanings at all.
因为他们的生命没有任何的意义。
But look at you and I.
但我们看看我们自己。
We are so blessed among the nation.
我们现在在这世上是多么
Because the minute we walk through that door.
因为我们经过了这扇门。
And it's the right door.
那如果我们选对了门来进入
Because we see that our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the good shepherd.
因为我们一经过门，我们就看到了耶稣基督，他就是那个好牧人。
Because a good shepherd is willing to die for sheep.
一个好的牧人，他愿意为他的羊舍命。
But not only that.
不仅仅如此。
He's not only a good shepherd.
他不仅仅是好牧人。
He's also a great shepherd.
他是大牧者。
Why?
为什么？
Because He's willing to resurrect us.
因为他愿意能够让我们复活。
Now how wonderful this is.
这是如此的美好。
Let's go to chapter 11. John chapter 11.
我们请看约翰福音第十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音第十一章。
Verse 25.
我们看第二十五节。
John chapter 11 verse 25.
十一章二十五节。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
二十五节，耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。”
If our Lord Jesus Christ only a good shepherd,
如果我们的耶稣基督仅仅是一个好牧人
，then he died for us,
那为我们而死
，and then nothing else happened.
那之后如果什么事也没了
，and then our life is still full of hopelessness.
那我们的生活还是一样没有盼望。
Because in the history of mankind, I'm sure that many parents died for their children.
我想在历史上有非常多的父母亲愿意为他的子女舍命。
But our Lord Jesus Christ not only died for us.
但我们的耶稣基督不仅仅为我们而死。
He also willing to resurrect us.
他也愿意来把我们给复活。
How wonderful that is.
这是如此的美好。
And that's why he said here, look, yes, he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
在这里说，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And that's why for Christian, when we die, we only sleep.
所以对基督徒来说，我们死的时候就是熟睡了。
When our Lord Jesus Christ come back again,
当耶稣基督再临
，You and I will be resurrected.
我们将会再复活。
And we'll enter eternal life.
那一起来进入永生。
Why?
为什么
？Because our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the way, the truth, and the life.
因为耶稣基督就是道路、真理、生命。
This is the three things that no man can find on earth.
这三样是一个没有任何一个人能够在这世上找得到的。
Let's go to chapter 14.
我们请看第十四章。
John chapter 14, verse 6.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John chapter 14, verse 6.
约翰福音十四章第六节
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Now, quite often, we are human beings, we are lost.
那我们身为人，常常就这样就迷失了。
We have no idea what we're doing here in this world.
我们可能在这世上找不到目标，不知道该做什么。
But our Lord Jesus Christ resolved that problem.
耶稣基督为我们解决了这个问题
Become, by becoming the way of mankind to enter eternal life.
所以他成为人类的道路让我们可以进入永生
And another problem that mankind have.
另外一个人类有的问题
That we don't know what is true or not.
我们不知道什么是对什么是错
It's very difficult for us to find the truth.
我们在找真理这是非常困难的
You know, during the Q&A section,
记得在学生联会的一个这个疑难问题解答。
One of the questions that you'd ask me, what verse, you know, what verse in the Bible is your favorite?
那有一个学生问， 传道什么哪一段经文是传道最喜欢的。
And I share with them is in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
那我告诉他们是创世纪第一章第一节。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
And why? Why that's my favorite verse?
为什么这是我最喜欢的经文呢？
Because when I was in college,
因为我在大学的时候，
I studied philosophy for 4 years.
我念了四年的哲学。
And during this 4 years, we discussed many, many times how this earth come up, how this earth come about.
因为在这个课里头，我们讨论了非常多次，到底这个世界是从哪来的。
And after 4 years, there's still no answer.
那四年后还是没有答案。
So the minute I open the Bible and read the first verse, God tells us He the one who created this world.
所以你如果把圣经打开，这第一个经文就是神，他是创造宇宙万物的神。
So I wasted 4 years studying philosophy for nothing, really.
所以我浪费了四年的时间来学这个哲学，什么也没学到。
It takes 1 second to read that one verse and to know this world exists through God Himself.
那我只需要一秒钟，从圣经的第一句话我就知道了，神是这世的这个世界的创造者。
Because He is the truth.
因为他就是真理。
Of course, and He's the life.
当然他是生命。
Nowadays, even though people are walking here and there, but actually inside they are dead.
我们常常看到人走来走去，但他们内心却是死亡的。
Because their lives have no meaning.
因为他们的生命没有意义。
Their lives have no purpose.
他们的生命失去了目标。
But because our Lord Jesus Christ lives inside of us.
当然，但是耶稣基督居住在我们的内心当中，我们因此有了生命。
Our life is full of excitement.
那我们的生命有非常多的精彩的地
方。Because it's full of hope.
因为我们有了盼望。
It's full of joy.
我们充满了各式各样的喜乐。
And then, if we realize all these 6 things,
所以如果我们对这所有的这六点都很熟知了
，then we always will abide with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们就永远的想要跟着耶稣基督在一起。
And that's why he said, "I am the true vine."
他说我是真葡萄树。
And any branches did not, you know, is not with me, right? It's not with me. Then of course, and this branch will be dead sooner or later.
所以耶稣说，如果任何一个枝子如果没有跟我连在一起，那他们就会这个枯死。
And that's why in chapter 15 verse 6.
所以在十五章的第六节。
Chapter 15 verse 6.
十五章的第六节。
I am the true vine. If anyone does not abide in me.He is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned.
所以第六节，人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
Really think about these 7 proclamations.
所以我们想想看这七样的宣称。
If you have time, read some more about it.
我们可以再多花点时间，再多读一
点。By reading those 7 proclamations, you and I will truly understand.Who Jesus is.
所以透过这七项的宣告，我们就能够真正的认识主耶稣基督，知道他是谁。
He is the bread of life.
他是生命的粮。
When you and I eat that bread,
当我们在吃这个粮食的时候，
our eyes will be open.
我们的眼睛就能够张开。
Because he is the light of the world.
因为他就是这世上的光。
When we have the light inside of us,
当然，当这个光能够照亮我们的内心，
we can see that he is the door.
我们就能够看清他就是这扇门。
And then when we see that he is the door,
当我们看出他就是这扇门，
and you and I will walk through it,
我们如果能够走过这扇门，
and the minute we enter through his door,
当我们能够进入这扇门的那一刹那，
we will see that he is the good shepherd,
我们就能够看到他是这位好牧人。
A good shepherd would die for his sheep.
那这位好牧人他会愿意为他的羊群来死。
Then we realize not only he can die for his sheep,
当然我们也了解到他不仅仅是为他的羊而受死，
he's also our resurrection and life.
他也是能够复活我们的。
Because he is the way, the truth, and the life.
因为他是道路、真理、生命。
And only when you and I know that,
那只我们必须要了解到这些。
We will abide with our Lord Jesus Christ forever.
如果我们了解到这一切，我们就能够常常在他里面。
Because he is the true and living God.
因为他是又真又活的神。
And when you and I realize that,
当我们了解到这一切，
then we can become the true messenger of God.
我们就能够成为能够传达神信息的人。
Because what we have learned,
因为我们所学，
it is the truth.
我们所学的一切都是真理。
What we have learned,
我们所学的，
it is the way to eternal life.
只是能够带领我们到永生的道路。
Then we can go out and share this gospel with everyone.
那我们就有办法能够到外面来跟所有的人来分享这些福音。
So may God help all of us.
愿神来帮助带领我们。
Let's learn more about Jesus Christ.
一起来更加的学习我们的主耶稣基督。
Let's no longer you and I have to ask who who are you, Lord?
我们就不需要再问主啊，你是谁？
But rather, I know who you are.
而我们可以说，主啊，我知道你是谁。
But I just want to know more.
但我想再知道更多。
Then only then you and I can say, what do you want me to do for you?
那只有这样子，我们才能够来问耶稣基督，我们还可以再为你多做些什么？
Now that I know who you are,
那现在我知道你是谁了。
I want to live my life to serve you.
我想要用我的生命来服侍你。
So please tell me, what do you want me to do?
请你告诉我，我应该为你做什么？
Let's all rise and sing hymn 65.
我们请起立唱诗65首。